That's how I'm going to open up today.
Hello. Welcome back to this week's edition of the End One podcast. This is Rilo and Sammy Daggs. How are we?
We're good, man. How you doing?
We're all right, you know. Long, nice little weekend break after the second week of school. Getting into full swing.
Yeah, I feel that, man. It's been a little bit of a grind right now.
Definitely.
Your dust bike's on, buddy.
There we go.
Back and rolling. All right. Perfect.
So, nice, interesting week. DeMarcus Cousins returned on Friday night.
Yeah.
Against the Clippers.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing to me that happened.
Yeah, I actually wanted. I started watching that game. I watched the first quarter or something. Saw Boogie get a nice little dunk. He doesn't look too bad. He hit three threes that game, so that's pretty scary.
They started him, man. I was surprised with that.
Yeah, everyone. They announced, like, months ago. Literally, like, once it was, like, in question that he was going to be returning, like, when, Steve Kerr said, yeah, he'll be starting.
Well, not that, of course, I would think he'd be starting for that team. I mean, he is DeMarcus Cousins. He's one of the top three centers in the league.
When healthy, yeah.
Yeah, it's just more, to me, it was like, really, he's starting first game back from injury, and that's a big injury. And it's been a full year almost since he's played a game. So I just thought, you know, they were going to utilize one of their other bigs.
No, you definitely want to get him playing with the starters, I'd say. Plus, it would give him more of just an opportunity to get, like, settled in and stuff. He won't have to worry about doing too much, right?
Yeah.
He has four other all-stars around him. Like, really, what do you – doesn't really need to worry about much.
That's crazy, man. Five all-stars.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, he played pretty well, though. You know, he spaced the floor, which it's not like they needed any more floor space.
I know.
Steph Curry's the best shooter of all time, not a question. And then Klay Thompson's probably up there. Easily top four or five.
You think Klay's top four or five?
Oh, yeah, no question. He's a pure catch-and-shoot shooter. Like, it's tough to say. Like, obviously, the nostalgia makes you think Ray Allen, Reggie Miller were better. But just from a pure shooting standpoint, Klay Thompson is better. But just for their time, there's Ray Allen, you can put him above and stuff like that. But
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he is in top four conversation for sure. To me, it's really just Curry's number one.
Yeah, and then you have Kevin Durant, who's probably the best
big man shooter.
Yeah, best shooter over like 6'9" of all time.
Don't you count out my boy Dirk.
Well, Dirk was great, but I don't know. Like, Kevin Durant is still a better shooter in general, I'd say. Dirk is a better, like, post fade, has that post.
He does well
good shooter, but definitely not a pure scorer like Kevin Durant is.
Dirk was really like the first big man that we saw mobile who could shoot the
ball. Yeah, it would be interesting to see him play in today's game.
Like, in his prime.
Like a pro. Oh, obviously, yeah. This guy can't even run right now. I don't know. You could say that, like, right now, like, Porzingis is like a more athletic Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
A much more athletic Dirk Nowitzki. A better defender, too. But Dirk is a much more, probably more polished of a scorer in general, and just.
I think Dirk does get underrated.
Yeah, that 2011 championship with the Mavs is probably one of the best championships of all time, like, when you think about it.
To me, he is in, obviously, he's not in the greatest of all time conversation, but he's in that GOAT list. Like, if someone were to put, or not that GOAT list, sorry.
Like, the power forwards, for power forwards.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest players who's played the game. I mean, he has one of the most accomplished resumes in my eyes. You have one of the greatest championship runs, MVP, you have all-star teams, like,
yeah, that the iconic, you know, fadeaway that he has is just, that's a, like, just his staple, right? Just, that's what he'll be remembered for, that post fade, right?
Yeah.
Getting back on to this past week, Harden's 30 plus point streak gets to 19. 48 over the Lakers, hit 57 the other night, and then 58 the night after, like, the next game.
That's ridiculous, man. He is throwing fire.
Oh, yes. He's averaging over 35 a game at this point, man. It's getting pretty ridiculous.
It is. It really is. I mean, it's crazy to see.
Yeah, he's averaging 35.7.
What's crazy, so in my opinion, he is no doubt unquestionable that he is going to be the MVP of the league this year.
That's what I think. It's not like it's a no. It's not a no question. Simply just because of the way that the Rockets started the season so slow. They're like 4-12 at the beginning. Like they were not. They were not looking good at all. I think they were 4-14 at a time too. I'm pretty sure they were pretty bad. they've won like 8 of their last 10 or something. They're on a really good run, and Harden has the most straight games with 30 plus points since Wilt Chamberlain. And Wilt Chamberlain did it 4 times. But that's in modern NBA, it's James Harden alone in terms of since like the 3-point line was instituted.
It's ridiculous, man. He's a man on a mission. To me, why I think he's undisputed MVP, just because you take him off that roster and that's
where are they?
Last.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. The injuries. It's not even just the roster looks good on paper.
Yeah.
But it's the injuries. Clint Capella's going to be out for almost like close to 2 months, possibly 6 weeks, possibly with his. I think he dislocated something in his hand.
Yeah, his thumb.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad thumb injury. And that'll handicap them for a while, because that's the dude setting him screens and rolling to the basket and giving him the space to operate.
Yeah, and he's a good big man.
I think Eric Gordon returned recently. He was out for a while. Yeah, I think he had a 3 to send the game to OT last night.
Yeah, he did.
So what I saw. James Harden.
He Chris just hits Paul, those hamstrings, man.
Yeah, that injury's gonna hurt them, but hopefully this time off in the regular season will, you know, give him some boost in the playoffs, right?
It'd be nice to see him. It would be nice to see Houston be the team that comes out of the West this year.
It would. I love James Harden as a player, and just
I don't. I've never liked James Harden.
He's probably my second favorite player in the league.
Who's your favorite?
LeBron.
Yeah, okay.
LeBron, then James Harden. I'll have to say Embiid and Giannis. That'd be my 4 favorite. Maybe Donovan Mitchell up there.
Donovan's fun to watch.
Yeah. Having a bad season this year, though.
I'm just going to say, greatest player of all time, Luka Doncic.
Oh, this guy. Man, he's having a rookie year for the ages.
Yeah.
One of the best in, like, modern history. Ever since, like, for the one-and-done era of guys coming like either straight out of high school, which hasn't been happening recently because of the rules, but since players were going to college for 1 year in the past like 20 years basically, he's having the best rookie season.
Yeah, I think
even just simply because of the team success, it's better than LeBron's rookie season.
Yeah, that's also true. I think he's having the best rookie season since
Michael Jordan.
Blake Griffin had a crazy rookie season, man.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same. Luka Doncic is affecting his team. Blake Griffin was just a really exciting player as a rookie. The dunks and...
I mean, Donovan Mitchell, you could say. The way he affected them, they weren't supposed to be anything. But
I think Luka Doncic... Like, the Jazz were still a good team. They just lost their best player, but they had depth. This is the Mavericks that didn't even make the playoffs last year, and they were in a fight to make the playoffs this year, and the only addition is...
Luka Doncic. Yeah, and actually they got rid of Dennis Smith Jr.
Well, they're looking to, yeah. He's been out with not even a real injury, basically. It's just him basically them looking around like, hey, we're going to try and trade you.
Well, from what I've heard, he's not even going to team practices, and they're trying to keep him away from the team right now. So
I don't like that. Like, that just kills a kid's confidence.
Yeah. I mean... You know what? In this scenario, I think it's better to be open with him, and they are. They're saying we're looking to trade.
You're not in our future plans. We're looking to do something.
It's not like what happened with DeRozan, right? Where it was like, we're not going to trade you, and then 2 days.
Yeah, but this is a young guy. This is a dude that, you know, he hasn't found his footing in the league. Like,
where do you
send him? Like, Phoenix is an option. That's what I'm talking about. But they don't know. We don't know if Phoenix is going to be able to give up enough. Like,
I would like to see him go to Phoenix.
That'd be interesting.
Phoenix just needs. Everything.
A point guard.
Everything.
They just need a point guard, honestly. That's their biggest hole.
Yeah.
But as a franchise, they need something. Like,
I mean, he's an exciting, explosive point guard. He could go...
He could play pretty well beside Devin Booker. I think they could share the ball handling duties and stuff. But I don't know. I think maybe the Suns might just need a pure, like, pass-first point guard.
I'm just sure. Yeah. They might, actually. Like, the reincarnation of... If they got Lonzo Ball, that'd probably be a really fun duo.
That could be pretty good, because Devin Booker can't play defense to save his life.
Yeah.
And Lonzo Ball is a really good defender.
Yeah.
And if you take Lonzo Ball, give him a couple of open shots off of Booker, like cutting in and stuff, like.
Yeah. It would be good.
That could be decent. Yeah, I think it might help him. I don't know. It might hurt him. It all depends. But I think that it could work. Look good.
I'm trying to think what other teams could use him. I mean, the Knicks need a point guard still.
And what do they give up?
Yeah. And that's not the time. The only team I'd really see him going to is, like, maybe the Magic. Maybe the Wizards, if the Wizards were to package a big deal around Dennis Smith Jr. and draft picks, because they're still...
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know who... Maybe the Bulls, like... But what do they give up for him, like...
And you have Chris Dunn, and he's a... He's an explosive point guard as well, just to a lesser extent, so...
I think Chris Dunn in Phoenix could be good.
Maybe. Yeah, actually, yeah, he's a decent defender, good passer, got his assists up a lot.
Could be pretty good, Who else needs Dennis Smith Jr.? I don't know. What team could use a player like that? Like, really, no team needs anything like that. Maybe, like, I don't know if Miami wants to kick rocks finally and just give up and realize that they're not that good right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe you send him to the Jazz, duo of him and
see, yeah, but I think the Jazz are still trying to kind of win and build their team right now and see what... what's his name can do, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, really, honestly, maybe the Pelicans. Actually, you got Holiday. What do you need him for? Hawks got Trey. I'd say the Heat.
The Heat would be good. Like, I don't know, maybe think about it like this. You give up, if the Heat want to, like, try and rebuild, maybe you give up, like, I don't know if you give up Goran Dragic, but you give up someone, like, even Kelly Olynyk. Like, he's still, like, not completely old, I really don't know who they would give up. Everyone makes too much money.
Honestly, Olynyk and Dragic sent over there to Dallas would be pretty complimentary to Luka Doncic.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Dragic would be really nice.
Yeah, he could shoot, play off the ball a little bit. I just don't know. I don't think the Heat do that, though.
Him and Dragic are similar in the sense, you know, they're both European-born players.
Yeah.
I think
that's... Crafty guys. Definitely, I could see that.
Man,
I don't know, man.
No, there's a lot of options.
And I think the Heat could be open to trading Goran Dragic like that. He, you know, they've been starting Justice Winslow at point guard lately, and he's been playing decent, I guess. I would say that's an option. Also, look at Orlando. That's an option people have been talking about, Orlando, because they need something. They could give up. I don't know if they wouldn't give up Vucevic for that. That would be stupid. I don't know why the Mavericks would do that. They already have a center. But I don't know. Do they need Aaron Gordon? Do they want Aaron Gordon right now? That could be a move.
Maybe, man. I don't think they get rid of Aaron Gordon.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, someone like that, like, because we don't know what direction they're heading in like that.
Well, man, there's a lot of options right now. A lot of hypotheticals. We don't really have the insight to it. These are just our ideas.
Yeah.
It'd be good. Be cool if we did, but...
Definitely.
I have a question for you this week.
Yes.
DeMarcus Cousins. I think we just skimmed over that a little too quick. Just to get back to that.
How much better does he make the Warriors?
Yeah. His debut, 15 minutes, 14 points.
Yeah, he scored 14.6 boards, 3 assists, a block, a steal. He had a decent... Like, I thought, like... I said before the game, I said he'll probably come out with like 12 points, 6 boards, and 2 assists, and he came out with 14.6 boards and 3 assists. So
yeah,
did a little better. I thought that would be a good debut, 12 points and 6 boards for like on a debut. It's not bad.
I mean, he had
14 and 6 with 3 assists, and his
in 15 minutes.
In 15 minutes,
the efficiency.
And he hit three threes.
I know. And then he fouled out.
Yeah, that was weird. He had 2 fouls in the first like minute of the game.
I love you, Boogie. Still think he's going to be a cancer to that team.
Potentially, yeah, with Draymond Green.
You think he's going to make that team
better? What if Boogie Cousins says, hey, I want to stay?
Can't, man. They don't have the
cap. If they don't keep
Draymond
Green, they could possibly give Boogie the contract.
He wants a supermax. Like, he wants
that. Oh, yeah, he'll want the max, but they...
Draymond's not on a max.
He'll want... He can get a max contract... Potentially, if he makes like an all defensive team this year,
Who? Draymond or
Boogie? Draymond will qualify for a max
contract. It's Draymond's free agency this year.
He's in a contract year. That's why he said he wants defensive player of the year this year because that will get him a max. He'll qualify for the supermax.
Right.
The Warriors won't. No one's giving him the supermax.
Yeah, no.
That's stupid. The only team that would give him the supermax would be the Warriors.
Yeah.
That's the only team that he can really be that effective on. He's good and he'll help any team he's on.
I think if he goes to any other team, I don't know actually. Maybe I could see him as a nice fit on Memphis, like a really nice fit on Memphis.
Potentially, but his offensive game is so limited outside of being a good playmaker. And when you don't have that Warriors system with four great shooters running around, like
yeah,
it's true. Just it's different. It's very different. He can't shoot. Teams just leave him wide open now. His shot is just broken this year. It's ugly.
It's a weird year for the Warriors, man. It might, I think,
to talk about. It could. It really could, like, implode.
I think it's the end. I do. I strongly believe. And this is how it goes with dynasties, man. You win three, and then they start to fall apart, right? Like, it's the way she goes. There's a limited life cycle on everything. And I think especially with the Warriors here, it's just DeMarcus Cousins has been known to be a cancer. He's never been a winner. And if he does want to stay there, I mean, you can't re-sign DeMarcus. I don't think it's in the team's plans either. I don't think it's in their plans at all to re-sign
him. No. No one thinks they're going to re-sign him. But I feel like, I don't know. I doubt he'll take a pay cut to stay with them. That'd be dumb on his part even because he's good. I don't know. I want to know where he goes after this year. If he plays well, if he gets back to being the Boogie that we know and he doesn't have any issues with his injury, like, reoccurring, like, this year, who takes a chance on him and who?
L.A.
The Lakers?
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I think the Lakers are going to throw so much money at so many guys this summer.
They just want to try. But I think, like, that Anthony Davis thing this summer would be amazing.
I think he is going to go to the Lakers this summer. I think he is. But talking about the implosion of the Warriors still, you know, I do think you got Draymond who's going to want a max. You got Klay who's going to want a max. You got
KD who might just leave outright after this year.
KD is going to want a super
max. He already said he wants super max, yeah. Klay Thompson is interesting. If he goes to the Lakers, I don't know if he will, but he might. But he's said that he doesn't plan on leaving Golden State, but if he wants to get paid and wants to prove that, like, you know, I'm that dude again.
I've seen a lot of reports on Klay. I saw one that said inside Golden State, they're pretty confident Klay's going to return, and it's one of their top priorities to re-sign
Klay. Oh, of course. Yes. But if he's on the Lakers, I think he averages 25 a game. 24 a game.
Really?
Yeah. With LeBron feeding him the ball?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, how many slots do they have? What the Warriors have slots for?
I think the Lakers have once all their contracts expire in the summer, they have space for a one max contract, and then they'll have the assets that they have to trade for another max player. That's what their plan is. That's why they didn't want to trade for Bradley Beal right now, because they know they need those assets if they want to trade for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, you trade for Anthony Davis right now, re-sign, get Klay in the summer. Imagine that.
That's their favorites for the championship if that happens. Barring a Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard three-headed monster with the Knicks, I think that's the favorites. They're the favorites to win the championship.
Yeah, man. It's interesting now because trade deadline's creeping up. So
yeah, it'll be interesting. I want to see the Raptors make a move at the deadline, man.
No, I don't.
I want to see them do something. They need something. Wayne Ellington, trade CJ Miles, package him and Norman Powell for something. See what you can get. Because Norman Powell isn't giving you much. He hasn't since his rookie year, really.
Yeah. No one's going to take Norman Powell's contract, though. What is it, 12 mil?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants that.
CJ Miles is not. I think he's on, like, 6 mil a year. I think his expiring contract right now, too.
CJ Miles isn't that bad because
he can't shoot, though. He is not hitting shot. He'll be easy to trade. They can get something for him because he's an expiring contract.
Yeah.
I don't know. Trade him to the Lakers, man. They need expiring contracts. Trade him for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope? I don't even know, man. That'd be a decent move.
I think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's contract's too high for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we have one of the, like, we're so far in the luxury tax. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
At this point, it's not really a realistic option, but.
I'm just trying to think of the moves, man. You know, I think Dennis Smith is going to be dealt by the deadline. Carmelo is supposed to be dealt by the deadline. And Carmelo apparently can choose where he wants to go. That's what I saw.
But no, there's some teams that, there are probably a few teams. I feel like Memphis probably threw something at him. Like, maybe. Teams that just need something.
Maybe. Sacramento probably threw a little thing.
I don't know, man. They're trying to smarten up, I think.
What was that trade with Sacramento? The one that was centered around Zach Randolph?
Zach, what? The one? Oh, the one with, I don't know. I forget. You have to look at that. Let me know.
I'm going to look this up. Oh, yeah. It was to the Knicks for Enes Kanter. That's what they were thinking. Yeah. Right?
Rilo?
Yeah.
Zach Randolph for Enes Kanter. What? That is a weird situation in New York, man.
Yeah, it is weird. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do.
I don't love Enes Kanter that much. I think he's a decent player, but he can't really space the floor. Like, it's too bad because he just doesn't fit modern NBA right now. But he's adjusting well to an extent. I mean, you have guys who would have really fit in the old NBA, like Jahlil Okafor would have been great, post-up player, doesn't take any shots, and he's definitely out of the league in a few years.
Yeah, probably. Teams will give up on him. I just don't know what, they're just not, like, the Knicks and Nets and everyone, the Nets are in a better position than the Knicks. The Knicks are a mess. Their owner is incompetent. I don't know, man, they're just, it's a mess. They are a mess, that's for sure. Definitely. I'm trying to look at the. I want to see the Raptors. Their financial situation. Let me see their contract.
I mean, they're really high up, but I do now believe that. Kawhi is going to stay.
You do think he is, or you don't think he is?
I think he will now.
I could see it. Like, I'm not. But it's still not locked in. But he's having a
unless pretty good year. LeBron James can convince him to go to LA, I don't think he'll want to go.
I could see that, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, man, I think he fits Toronto. I think the city fits him. I think he's getting all the support. It's the one topic that keeps coming up, you know, will Kawhi stay? Will Kawhi stay?
Yeah.
The Raptors are looking at the easiest schedule from this point on, and the Lakers are looking at the hardest, which is very fun for us because
the Raptors have an opportunity to seize the number one spot in the league.
I think they will seize it. I don't have any doubts.
And then I think they're still on pace to win 60 games almost.
I don't think LA's going to make the playoffs this year. I don't think LeBron's going to be in the playoffs.
I don't know about that one. I think they could get the 8th seed and beat Denver. They can beat Denver. Denver is not going to do that well in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They could win a playoff series if they get the right first round matchup, obviously. And they will probably get a favorable matchup in the first round. But if they face the Lakers, I think LeBron can take them on. Can take that team down.
The only team that LeBron ever can't take down is the Warriors.
Yeah, you put a competent team around him and he could take them down. I think the Lakers could beat Houston. I think the Lakers could beat, honestly, a lot of teams in the league. I think, I don't know, Oklahoma City might have enough firepower to get them, like, to get over them. But it's just,
I don't know,
the Warriors are the only team that the Lakers really, that I couldn't see the Lakers beating in a 7-game series, realistically. I'd give the Lakers a fair shot in any 7-game series with any team besides
the Warriors. I would agree with that. I would agree with that, but I just don't. Like, their schedule coming up is so difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. You got the Warriors. You got the Warriors tomorrow. Then you got the Timberwolves. You got the Suns. That's a favorable one.
They better win that game. Even if LeBron's not playing, that's a winnable game.
76ers, Clippers, Warriors again. The Pacers, the Celtics, the 76ers, the Hawks, which is a write-off. Then you have Houston, the Pelicans, Grizzlies, Pelicans again, the Bucks.
They could lose any of those games.
The Suns.
They could lose literally all of those games. They can lose. Like, it's
Clippers
not.
And the Nuggets. Yeah, man.
It could get messy. I see what you mean. But I think LeBron coming back, like, within next 2 weeks, probably he'll. I don't know, man. It's the All-Star break's coming up. I don't know if LeBron will sit out to the All-Star break. I don't know if you even know if LeBron will play the All-Star game this year.
No way.
You don't think he will?
No.
Not with this injury scare, no. And that'll suck. That sucks.
It does suck. I mean, you always want to.
LeBron's played in every All-Star game since his third year.
Yeah.
Maybe his second. I think his second. Yeah, his second year. He's played in every All-Star game.
I know, and it's really fun to watch because, you know, he's fun to watch, right?
Yeah.
But in this case, what are you going to do? I'd rather him sit out the All-Star game and then give us a show in the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And then look at the Raptors schedule, man. We got the Suns, the Grizzlies, the Kings. Those are three great games for us. Pacers, Rockets, Mavs, Bucks, Clippers, 76ers, Atlanta, New York.
They don't play the Warriors again in the rest of the season. Boston, they already played them twice.
The Wizards got the big game against the Spurs. Then Orlando, Celtics, Blazers, Pistons,
Rockets. The only names that scare me on those lists are Rockets, Celtics, Bucks. Maybe, like, that's about it.
Yeah, me too.
I could see them losing to the Kings, like, on a bad night, like, something like that. That's not a bad deal, but...
You can never really predict it, right?
I'd say... I don't know, but I still think the Raptors are still... They still scare me sometimes.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's the hard part about our lives, Riley. We were raised in a world of cold days being Raptors fans because never, ever, ever did we meet expectations.
No, never. I mean, 2016 was the last time they met expectations.
Yep.
When they took the Cavs to 6 in the conference finals. And even the road there was scary.
Yep.
Scary, messy, 2-7-game series. They were beat up and tired going into that series against the Cavs.
Yep. Look what we grew up through, man.
Man.
No
this
fun.
This is going to be their 6th straight year in the playoffs. And they made the conference finals once and won and got out in the second round 3 times. I mean, got out in the first round 2 times or 3 times?
2 times?
Yeah.
No. Since the start of the streak, let's see. Let's date it back. Where did we start?
So 2014, they made the playoffs, lost in 7 to Brooklyn. 2015, they lost. They got swept by the Wizards. 2016, they went to the conference finals. And
wait, no. We lost to the Wizards twice, I think.
No. Because 2017 and 2018 got beat by the Cavs both times.
No, you know what? We always play the Wizards in the first round. That's what
I was only one. That was that one time. Oh, yeah, twice. Because 2017, 2018, last year.
And we went to 7 with them, and they were like...
It was 6.
Or 6. And they were like, we're the better team.
Yeah, it was scary. I was still scared. I was like, the Raptors should win this in 5. No more than that. But it went to 6, and I was like, I lost faith in them.
We lost to Brooklyn in the first... In 2014.
Which really wasn't... That wasn't a bad debut for the playoffs.
You know what?
They went against the experience.
What seed were we?
3.
What seed were
we? They were 6. It was 3-6. First round series, 7 games against an experienced Brooklyn Nets team that was finally kind of getting it together.
Who was on that Nets team, Garnett?
That was Garnett, Pierce, Joe Johnson, Brooke Lopez, Darren Williams.
I mean, at the time, it would have been a decent
head coach, team. Jason Kidd. That Nets team. I would say...
It's going to be so weird for, like, Jason Kidd to coach Kevin Garnett. I mean, you probably battled against each other so many times.
What's even weirder is the Timberwolves right now, their coach is 32 years old. Flip Saunders' son. Kevin Saunders. I don't know what his name is. I forget his name, but he's 32. Taj Gibson's older than him. Like, how do you, like, listen to a dude that's younger than you?
No, I just think about LeBron and Luke Walton. Like, you're in the same draft.
Yeah.
And LeBron has locked you up. Like, and you were just a floater and a scrub.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you can be a good coach after being a scrub. Like, if you're, like, coaching 10, 15 years after your playing career. Like, not...
Most coaches are better. Are role players.
Yeah, good coaches are the role players. Because they're dudes that see the game. Like, you're not going to be a superstar and be able to... understand someone not being a great player. But if you're a role player, you can understand how the role players need to get into their rhythm and stuff like that and how to get them engaged in the game.
Like, it'd be very hard for, like, it would just be really hard for...
Like LeBron to be a coach?
LeBron, to me, is a little different just because he has such high IQ. Like, he has one of the highest IQs for the game I've seen.
I just feel like he'd get really frustrated with a team that just, if he was coaching a team, it'd be tough.
Yeah. He said he'll never coach. I think he'll own a team, but never coach one.
Yeah, I'd see him owning a team for sure. Oh, he'll probably buy the Cavs. Maybe not even the Cavs. Maybe the Lakers, man. I wouldn't be surprised if he got a stake in the Lakers. Probably some under the table, you know, a little bit. You know, you come here and we'll make sure you get set up nice when you're retired.
Yeah. I mean, that for guys like that, you got to start looking at your career after basketball that age.
For sure.
I mean, even Kevin Durant, how old is he? 30 now?
30 LeBron?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, Kevin Durant. He's 29, I think. Steph Curry's 30 now.
Pretty sure. I think Kevin Durant's 30.
He's 30, yeah, he is 30.
I mean, you know, at that point, you got to start. Not everyone's LeBron, right? At 32, 34, you start to really decline.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant, like, he'll still be good. He's really a skilled player, right? And
I think he's won his yeah, I think he'll be good for a really long time, but it's just harder. I think people get used to seeing LeBron do so well and thinking, oh, yeah. And guys' longevity of their career now, it's gone up so much. But it's hard to look at them and say, okay, they're going to be good. So they got to set themselves up later. That's why it's so interesting with free agency, because even how old is Anthony Davis, 26? Or is he younger?
He's like 25 at this point. Maybe 26.
Yeah, well,
25. He's still 25.
Yeah, so he's definitely not going to sign a Supermax with the Pelicans for 5 years.
Yeah, he's got, this would be his last, like, prime time years, you know what I mean?
Well,
he's about to finish his seventh season.
Holy. Like, your prime really does start to kick in when you're, like, 26, 27. So we might not have even seen the prime of Anthony Davis.
We haven't, no.
So
he's just entering his prime. Same with Giannis. Giannis is still 24.
You don't want to see him sign a Supermax and rot on a team like Kevin Garnett did with Minnesota.
Minnesota, yes. This is the exact same situation.
I know. That's what I'm
saying. And Kevin Garnett said Anthony Davis needs to get himself out of there.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many factors in free agency. I think Kevin Durant would leave based on the fact, you know, he probably is looking to play. He probably wants to make as much money now. You have the rings. Go to New York.
Yeah, so he said. He said he wants to make, he wants a Supermax. He doesn't care about anything else. He wants money.
Yeah, you know, go to New York, get a Supermax, play there.
And you could build that team up. They have the, you're basically doing what LeBron did. You know, say we're going to go to the big market and try and build from there and see what goes on.
Yeah, take Zion and then package him right away and get a superstar beside Durant.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would be crazy. I don't know, man. I want to know.
That's what LeBron did with Wiggins. Wiggins was as hyped up as Zion. I mean,
but Zion, I think Zion is, people look at Zion as better than Andrew Wiggins ever was when he was coming out of school. Zion is the most hyped up prospect since LeBron. He's more hyped up than Wiggins at this point.
I don't know. It's so hard to tell. I mean, they called Wiggins the next Kobe Bryant. That's what his comparison was.
Yeah, but Zion Williamson is getting LeBron mixed with, like, Sean Kemp and Blake Griffin.
Sean Kemp is who he reminds me of a lot.
Yeah, Sean Kemp.
Big body, mobile, crazy athletic.
Yeah, I'd say that. Like, he could be a really good defender in the league.
Yeah, I don't know.
Big body, very mobile. Imagine you're in the middle of a playoff series and you have a 6'3 point guard going off and just say, hey, Zion, go get him. And you just have this big pit bull coming at you every possession.
Yeah.
He'll be scary. He'll be good.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think now because, like, in the mentality, like, even Klay Thompson probably is thinking, I have rings. Now I want to be.
The man. I want to be, like, get more, a little bit more credit.
I don't know if he ever wants to be the
man. I think he wants to get a little bit more credit, though.
Yeah. Well, it just sucks for a player that could be, like, the fourth option.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, he's still really good. Like, you put him as the second option on a good team, and he's still, like, he already was the second best player on a championship team.
Yeah.
In 2015.
That's true.
If you want to look at it that way. He was the second best player on a championship team.
In my opinion, he is so...
He could fit on any roster in the league.
Yeah, he can fit on any roster.
And he just accepts his role and knows, he's like, yeah, I'm not gonna have a high usage rate.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna get my shots when I need to, and I'm gonna score 20 a game at least. And you put him on a different. He's averaging 20 a game on this team. put him on a different team, he could average 25 a game, I think. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Put him on the Lakers with LeBron. Klay Thompson getting 25 a game is really not that.
No, yeah, it's not that unheard of.
Yeah, it wouldn't be crazy.
He's going to do it so effectively in the point of, like...
Like...
It's he's so efficient, man. On his 70-point game... Was this, he dropped 70, right?
No, he dropped 60. Devin Booker dropped 70. Klay Thompson had like 60-something.
The headband game?
Yes.
But he set the three record. He set the
14 threes.
Yeah.
And he only took like...
He only took, I think, like 10 dribbles. Yeah.
Not even, man. He.
I remember it was like one dribble more than the points. That's jokes, man. That's why I love him so much. I mean, he's just ready.
He's good. Really is good. You put him on different teams, and he can definitely do some work.
Yeah, he did drop 60.
I think he could average 25 a game, and it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I agree with you on that one. I think he just needs... It's just he's so... Like, he just fits everywhere. He's just so fluent with his game. I could really... You know what team I always say I think could use him? Is Milwaukee. I think just one
that would really be, that would be very nice. I could see that, yes.
Oh, I wish the Raptors got him, man.
Oh, that would be beautiful, but I don't know what the...
Imagine what him and Kawhi, that defensive spectrum.
Oh, he's basically Danny Green. Like, Kawhi Leonard is like a rich man's Danny Green. I mean, not Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson is a very, very rich man's Danny Green.
Great defender, great shooter. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. Definitely, yes.
Crazy, crazy good. Good player in the league. Top player in the league. Man, that Warriors team, the more I think about them, they just get scarier and scarier and scarier.
It is scary. They're five All-Stars, you know. And adding Boogie just makes it even worse. It's just, it's really scary. I don't know who beats them this year or next year. If they, even if Boogie leaves, I don't know. But if they break up, I think the Raptors, barring any changes, if they can re-sign Kawhi Leonard, I think the Raptors go into next season as the favorites to win the championship, depending on how they perform in the playoffs. But yeah, I would not be surprised. All right, I think we're gonna take a quick break and
play a few songs.
Run a song on real quick.
Cool.
All right. Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. And we're back.
Back again.
Definitely would say that, you know, it's been a interesting day today for our podcast/radio show. I don't know, man. It's been a long week, long weekend.
Yeah, man, it's just we don't... not as much going on.
Not as much going on as we'd expect. I can't. You know, once the All-Star game comes up and once the trade deadline hits, I think that will be a nice time to really talk about things. What day is the trade deadline on this year? I believe
it's February 17th or somewhere.
Isn't it before the All-Star break? It is. Oh. It is now. Because remember the year that DeMarcus Cousins got traded during the All-Star game?
Break, yes. Yeah.
Like right off the All-Star game, he got told, yeah, you got traded to New Orleans.
Right, and he was in the middle of that interview.
Yeah. They told him. Yeah, they wanted to avoid that.
That was so funny.
And then, it is the 20th. Oh, it's February 7th, the same day as the All-Star draft.
Oh, wow.
Great. That'll be interesting, okay? And all right, I see. I like it. I like that. We'll definitely have something to talk about that day.
You know what I'm really excited for?
What?
I mean, today's a little bit of a slower day, so I'm just reminiscing, thinking to the future. I'm so super excited for March Madness.
I could see, with Duke, especially.
Well, I'm a Duke fan, right?
Yeah.
I always have been. So this is going to be a lot of fun for me. But yeah, man, I mean, there's a lot going on in the college world right now. I just always think about it. like how much different their game is. I like watching college ball more, to be honest.
Really?
Way more.
See, I don't follow college ball that heavily. I used to a little bit more, but not so much. I just feel like.
Who's your team?
For college ball, I mean, when I was like younger, I liked Kentucky just because it was Kentucky. But I don't know. I don't follow college ball like that, to be honest.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun to watch, especially because you get to know the prospects a little bit.
Yeah, I see it for that. I just couldn't see myself picking like a team that I like to follow because it is college basketball. Like, the landscape is changing every year, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and it is kind of hard to really fall in love with that team because everyone's changing the same year.
Yeah, I don't know why, man. I just fell in love with Duke when I was a kid.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I liked Kentucky when I was younger, when Anthony Davis was there, and so that, just because it was Kentucky, right? I was like 12 years old, and I was like, damn, they're cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. I liked Texas when Corey Joseph and Tristan Thompson played there together. I liked them.
Right. They're boys, actually. They're like best friends.
Yeah.
I hate Tristan Thompson, though.
Really?
Remember when he said that?
Oh, the Cavs East. Were the team to beat in the East still? Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
I was thinking about
that the other day. Is Tristan Thompson, is he a bust? Like, not a bust. Has he met the, has he played up to standard? He was drafted 4th overall, right? Yeah. He's played decently. 4th overall pick. Yeah, you could take that from a 4th overall pick. In that 2011 draft where you had, you know, who was drafted before him? Kyrie Irving and two dudes that I don't even know how long they lasted in the league. Derek Williams was above him. That's crazy. That draft, not a bad draft.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. You know what it is actually a slow day when you know Tristan Thompson is the topic of discussion.
Yes, Tristan Thompson. Unless it was when we were talking about Chloe and all of the cheating allegations and whatnot.
I don't even want to get
into the Kardashian curse. That's.
Well, let's see. Yeah, he went 4th overall. I mean, and his cancer went above it. Derek Williams went above him. Kyrie Irving went above him. So, Kyrie, I mean, Derek Williams is good. And his canter's good. Valanciunas went right under him. I think I'd take Valanciunas over him.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah. Brandon Knight went. He's okay. And Kemba Walker went.
Oh, below him.
Jimmy Fredette went. And Klay Thompson went. Kawhi Leonard went. Both the Morris brothers went.
It's not a bad draft, 2011.
Yeah, actually, Nikola Vucevic went. Tobias Harris. Wow. Kenneth Faried. Nikola Mirotic.
Not a bad draft.
Reggie Jackson. Yeah, not bad at all, actually.
Decent
draft. I did not know Nikola Mirotic was this young. I thought he was like 30. He's still only 27. Well, let's see. Well, he's not playing right now, right?
Who?
Tristan Thompson.
I think he is.
Is he?
I think so.
Pretty sure he's out right now.
Is he? I don't know. I don't really watch Cavs. I don't care about the Cavs anymore.
Yeah, actually, that is a very, very true point.
They're a mess. They are probably one of the messiest franchises in the league.
Right. Awful.
Outside of LeBron James, they don't have a franchise at this point.
Yeah. I mean, he was a rookie second team. I mean, he's all right. I wouldn't say he's a bust, but I wouldn't say he's great, right? Like, what's he averaging right now?
I don't know, probably 8 and 9.
11 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. You know what? I don't think he's a bust. I actually think
definitely Tristan's. No, definitely not a bust. For a 4th pick, you really can't be a bust. Unless you're drafted above some greats, and he was drafted above Klay Thompson and Kawhi Leonard, but those are dudes that, like, you know, those are
guys though who weren't supposed to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
They were both,
yeah.
Kawhi Leonard came out and it was like he's a 15th pick in the draft. Like.
Yeah, and he was coming from San Diego State and he had spent a few years there.
Yeah. I think he only played there for 1 or 2 years.
Yeah,
he was a one and done, I'm pretty sure.
Was Klay Thompson?
I think Klay Thompson stayed for at least 2-3 years, maybe 4. He was
on the Cougars, right? On Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
those not guys. not a bad draft at all. I'd say it's better than 2014, to be honest.
Yeah.
2014 is probably the most overrated, overhyped draft of all time.
When we look back at it. Sure. Man, I
this draft is looking decent though, but hopefully they don't fall off like
top
everyone
three
else.
You're supposed to be Duke boys.
Yeah, really not bad.
I mean, it should be good times, good plays for the lads. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the rest of the NBA. My hot takes of the week, definitely our Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs. I think their schedule's too hard. I think LeBron's not going to rush back from an injury on a season where they were expecting nothing.
Yes, you are very right.
I think the Raptors are going to be the team we finally get to see go to the finals. And I think this is the last season for Golden State to even be a powerhouse. I think this is the season they implode. I think Jimmy Butler's a cancer. I think he's going to get traded at the deadline, possibly.
You think?
Maybe, man.
That is...
Teams are calling. They're shopping.
Yeah, that's true.
You can package him and Markel. You can get big return.
Ugh, I just... It's scary.
Think about it, man. If I'm Jimmy Butler, if I'm Philadelphia, I'm looking in the Knicks, I'm saying, listen, maybe not, I don't know.
What do teams give up for him?
You got to give up a pick, like a good pick.
But why would you waste that and then just know that he's going to either make your team worse, ruin your chemistry, make your team look better, but actually be worse, and potentially ruin your future?
That's why you can't send him anywhere. Are you aware? You got to send him somewhere that's absolute garbage, like New York. Because they're not...
They're looking for anything they can get.
Yeah, and they're not building anything, right? Like, they're not building yet, right? So if you have Jimmy Butler and then Kevin Durant comes over and signs, like, that's a team. That is a real team. That is a real possibility, but I don't know.
But the thing with Jimmy Butler is you put him on any team, I think he, in his mind, Kevin Durant comes there and he still thinks that is his team.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. I think that guy is crazy, man. It's so weird because he used to be so humble.
Yeah, now he's because he came from literally nothing, and now he's just.
I'm the man.
Yeah.
I'm the man.
Yeah. He was drafted in 2011 too. He came out of the 2011 draft too.
Last pick of the first round, right?
Yep, 30th overall.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, I think we're probably gonna wrap up.
We'll have to wrap it up. It's almost our time.
Yeah. You got any plans for the day?
Honestly, I'm just gonna be chilling, maybe catching up on some schoolwork.
Yeah, I gotta
see how it goes. I feel you.
Oh, man. Getting back in the swing of things is always a grind. Miss an assignment because I was due 11:59. Oh, it was due at 11:59 at noon. It's only worth, like you only lose one mark if you don't submit one, so it's not a big deal, but it's just, like, whatever.
Not too bad.
Yeah. You gonna watch any of the NFL games?
I like football as a sport, but I do not follow the NFL. Not really. I need to. I want to get into that next year.
Man, today's games are games to watch. Saints and Rams is going to be unreal. Yeah. But Patriots.
See, the Rams, that was my, like, I was going to try and start watching, following football this year, and the Rams were going to be my team.
Right.
I was going to pick the Rams, and I think they'll be my team from here on out. If I do get into football, that would be my squad.
Yeah.
That I'd root for.
Patriots.
I don't know, man.
And Kansas going head-to-head tonight is going to be...
I'm going to have to watch that.
I think it's going to be a classic. Yeah? It's going to be off the hook.
I'm going to have to watch that.
I mean, it's...
I just want to see New England lose.
Oh! Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't know, man. They've had their time.
Greatest team in North American sports.
History?
I'd say so.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That is a... And that's an extreme disrespect to a couple teams, such as, I don't know, the Yankees, the Lakers.
I mean...
The Maple Leafs, not really. I wouldn't count them as a great because they won all their championships so long ago. It's kind of like the Celtics.
I mean,
even worse, though.
They have, like, what is it, eight AFC championships?
Yeah, I get that because in football, the numbers are a little different. Like, it's harder to win a Super Bowl than it is to win an NBA championship.
They got five, man. They got five.
Yeah.
With rotating teams, I just think Belichick and Brady is the greatest duo that's ever...
Yeah, this could be, like, the greatest dynasty, but not the greatest franchise. this single core, this dynasty itself with Brady and Belichick, could be, they could make a case for that. But in terms of, but I don't know if you can put them over the, like, Jordan's Bulls or.
No, they're better than the, like, they're more impressive than the Bulls.
Yeah?
To me, I guess.
Yeah. Are they more impressive than the Spurs?
Yeah.
That run of dominance?
Just because the thing is, their run of dominance has spanned over a decade, almost two decades, to the point where it's like, holy man, like these guys just, like their dynasty just never seemed to end.
Yeah, I mean, at least like now we can say the Spurs, it's done.
Spurs are done.
Yeah,
they've been done. That's interesting, the way dynasties just end.
Yeah.
Speaking of like with Golden State, I mean, look at it. Like,
they might just fall off. Like,
it's so easy to collapse, right? I mean, the Lakers, after Pau Gasol and Kobe won that fifth championship, went downhill pretty fast.
2011 got swept in the second round by the Mavericks. The Mavericks won that championship and mailed it in for the rest. Dirk mailed it in for the rest of his career.
They were never a dynasty, though.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I know, that's what I'm saying, but because that was their idea of, you know, we just won a championship, man. Like, give me a ring and I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. It's all he needed. As soon as he did that, he completed everything he had to do. I mean, even Miami, that was a dynasty.
Won two championships in 4 years. I wouldn't call it a dynasty. I think you have to win at least three championships to be a dynasty. Yeah. They were a great team. Had a good four-year run with LeBron. I think LeBron, his run to the final, that's a dynastic human right there.
Oh, like,
just one man. That was the
most
dynasty.
Impressive. Yeah, I've heard that. Pretty. Like, LeBron James going to the final, what was it, nine times in a row?
Eight
times in a
row. From 2011 season.
Till last year.
Till 2018.
Yeah, man, it's just weird. It's so weird thinking he probably won't even be in the playoffs this year.
He'll be in the playoffs. Yeah. I do not count them out. I don't know how they missed the playoffs. I think they have a shot, as barring a matchup with the Warriors in the first or second round, the Lakers have a legitimate shot at the conference finals.
I know, man. I don't know about that.
Think about it this way. If the Warriors and Rockets match up in round two, if they're the 2 and 3 seed, say the Lakers get matched up with, I don't know, Portland in the first round.
All right. Yeah, I guess.
Or even, I think a matchup with Portland or Denver, those two, they can easily take on those two teams.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we're out of time. So tune in next week, 1 o'clock.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. I won't be here next week, so Rilo's going to be holding down the fort for me.
See how it goes.
You think you can handle all that pressure?
I don't know, man. It'd be kind of hard to talk to myself for an hour.
This is going to be your flu game.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, tune in next week, same time, same place, 1 o'clock on Laurier Radio. Thanks for listening.
Easy.